Hey, I'm down bad.
I'm about to be down bad myself.
I'm down bad.
Jake, you down bad?
What are we talking about?
We got y'all ruined the background. We've been gambling on baseball all day today.
Oh, we're talking about baseball.
Hold on. We got to watch this.
Jake's been ignoring us all day. We've been talking gambling.
You need one more. No, you need two more outs. No, there's only one out. So Yaru and I have been addicted to Prize Picks. We are not endorsed by Prize Picks.
Okay, can you explain Prize Picks for me? Because I've never heard of this before. Sake.
We're not endorsed by it, so this is no way to know. All right, let's see. Hold on. Ooh, he wanted to chase it. So Prize Picks is a gambling app that I use. I'm not banned from it yet.
Yeah.
Like FanDuel.
Gambling. That's all I need to know.
FanDuel and DraftKings I got banned from. For using VPN in California. Prize Picks actually lets you gamble in California. It's so weird. Ooh, it's looking good for you. I should have took this bet. So I'm down bad right now.
I bet on hockey, so I'll find out later.
This is why I don't gamble.
Well, hey.
I bet on hockey, so I'll find out later about mine.
This is your first bet?
You bet too?
I did.
Since when do you bet? What the hell is this? Everyone's a bunch of gamblers in here.
Everyone hangs around me, start gambling, doing drugs. Yeah.
Sex, drugs, and gambling, that's what it is.
Hey, now that's an idea. Sex, drugs, and gambling, that's a new shirt.
That's a big, you know where that's going to fuck itself? Yes, sir. Vegas.
Hey, strike one. Hold on. Before we record this episode, I got to watch this real quick. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I got no dog in the race, but my man does, so I got to root for him.
Hey, I'm rooting for Rue.
Because I'm down bad. Let's see. He's going to ground out. Let's see. Fly out, maybe.
Maybe if Rue hits, he'll lend us a little to gamble.
We wanted to chase it.
This is...
Jake, doesn't this make you want to, like, just jump on Prize Picks right now?
Okay, so...
Get the app.
I'm not a gambler.
Get the app.
I worked at a casino for 5 years. I'm just like very opposed to anything gambling. So you do you.
Jake, you worked at valet. You weren't like, you weren't like being a blackjack dealer.
Exactly. Exactly. So Hugh was the last person who had to deal with the person who lost their ass. It was me. Okay.
Hey, that's
so
a valid point.
Okay. So understand my perspective. Thank you very much. I saw a lot of people's lives get ruined
in
the casino. Thank you.
But now you know not to go that far into it because you've seen that.
And how dare you laugh that I was a valet?
I'm not laughing because you're a valet driver.
That was a great job.
I know. I'm laughing because you made it sound like you were like around like all these addictions. Y'all really just won his bet.
I am around every addiction when I'm with you.
Hey, that's
I'm
fair.
Around every addiction with Bobby. Are you kidding?
Hey, that's fair.
Lovesick, everything.
Oh yeah, I got him. I got a lot of demons, but luckily I got a lot of plants and crystals shoved up my ass, so we're good to go. Hey, a couple things I want to jump in and talk about real fast.
Yeah,
this is a big episode. Actually,
this is a massive episode. We actually were just number 72 on the podcast charts.
It's big
in the U.S.
That's big.
Pretty cool.
I don't know big, but I know that that's pretty big.
Jake, is that big?
Jake knows from what big. I'm used to.
Jake knows huge.
Jake, from what I'm used to, is that big?
That's pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's up there.
So
it reaches my standards.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
So I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Thank you to everyone that's listening.
Woo.
And we just officially launched the Patreon.
I'm so excited for that.
I'm bricked up, Jake.
Our Patreon's on fire right now. That is patreon.com/blackcraftcult.
Yep.
No, I'm good on drinks. I'm good right now. I'm good on bubblies. We need a bubbly sponsorship.
Whole entire fridge is filled with different colored bubbly. It's like a rainbow of bubbly in there.
At my house.
Oh, there we go.
No.
The Dusty's unplugging everything once again.
Bro, you've tripped over this like five times today.
It's because you're not high enough, baby.
At my house, what's great is that you're always filled with bubbly here.
Mm-hmm. We're treated pretty well here.
You're always filled with... rice cakes or fruit.
Yep.
Bobby has great hospitality.
And weed.
And you can't ask for more.
Wheat?
Weed.
Oh.
Come on, Jake.
There's a lot of weed here.
I don't know. But this is exciting. Let's talk about Patreon a little bit.
Let's talk about
it. I'm
about?
Really excited for the Patreon.
So there's only one tier right now. It's the 666 tier. So it's the 666 Club. So if you're in 666 Club, that's where everything's getting moved over to now.
Uh-huh.
There's already three exclusive things already up. We have a video and two audio, which are going to be, there's going to be a lot more. Jake, you should give a little rundown on what
I'm actually, I'm pulling it up on our Patreon right now, and I'm going to show you, or I'm going to tell you guys exactly what comes along with
I'll tell you what, might want to get in there when you can, because it is filling up already.
Okay, so as soon as that tier sells out... we're going to move away from that tier and we're only going to offer two other tiers. That's it.
Yep.
Yes. So
get in while you can.
But for the 666 month club, I'm going to give you a little bit of list of what you're going to get exclusively just through this membership alone. So you're going to get exclusive Discord access. You're going to get an exclusive Fright Night video content every month too as well. You're going to once a month be able to vote for a horror film for us, me, amazing, Dusty, and Bobby to review. You're also going to get four exclusive horror review audio episodes on top of the four episodes you're going to get publicly every month. Right. So that's eight episodes total right there. You're also going to get two exclusive artist spotlight episodes. Bobby, you want to explain to them about the artist spotlight?
We actually just, there's one up right now that's live. It was incredible. We had Jay Van join in and Jake was there. Dusty was at a rock and roll show living it up. But artist spotlight, we just highlight different artists. So if you've been around, you know, that was what we used to do on Twitch.
Yeah.
You know, fortunately, look, we're going to obviously highlight some of those bands, but it's a whole new wave. Like on yesterday's show, we did do Lone Wolf because just we wanted to have like an OG that was there with us.
Yeah, of course.
And then Jake showed us an artist called Caruso.
It was Koros.
Koros?
Yeah.
And then I showed everyone One True God.
Oh, so good.
And there's some other artists in there, so go check it out. Go check it out for sure. So artist spotlight, each, you know, we're going to be doing. We're just going to be showcasing different shit that we think's hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Off that you should know about.
And it's going to be, and honestly, we also want to give you guys a voice too as well. And every time we do a post for the artist spotlight, we want you to tell us some bands that are up and coming that you know of that we've never heard of before too as well. Two exclusive artist spotlight episodes a month. You're also going to get, we're going to do once a month, a live Discord movie night. Plus, you're going to be a part of the live horror podcast episode as well. So we're going to review the movie right after and you guys are going to be live on there with us.
Yep.
I think that's going to be a good time.
Awesome.
And then also, big thing, if you are a Blackcraft fan or a Smoke Blackcraft fan, you're also going to get a monthly discount code for all Blackcraft Cult and Smoke Blackcraft products.
20% off this month.
20% off this month.
It's big.
Yep.
And then every month you're going to get a new discount code. Mm-hmm. So obviously you're going to get
updated. It'll be fresh. There'll be some bigger ones.
Yep. It's going to be varying too, all over the board. And just to put it out there, like if you're curious, if you're getting your bang for your buck, you're pretty much going to be getting like around 10 hours of like plus content every month just by being a member for exclusive content.
Because we also have something where Jake just filmed some cool content at our print shop.
Oh, we're going to be doing some giveaways.
We're going to be doing some cool giveaways, so stay
tuned.
That's
going to be cool.
So just for Patreon members only, subscribers only, coming up, we're going to be giving some jogger giveaways. And, you know, I mean, shit, just alone, just for the $6.66 a month, just the discount code, if you're a frequent buyer in Blackcraft, you're already
saving getting
money.
Your money.
You're saving
right
your
there.
Money just right there. Mm-hmm. So everything else is a bonus. So, and then what we were discussing yesterday is we wanted to add a charity component to this, which we still haven't figured that out yet.
We're going
to
figure it out.
We're going to get there. So, and we're taking everyone who's a member of Patreon, that we're going to let them, I think we're going to probably set a poll in there on what charity for this month. Do we want that charity to last forever? Do we switch it up? I don't know yet. I don't know.
I think it'd be kind of cool if every once in a while we did find something different, but if we don't find a new one that's worth anything, then we'll just continue to donate.
I think it would be cool. The only tricky part about charities is like some of them I'm just really turned off from because some of them, you know, you start looking into it deeper.
How they handle their finances.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with that.
Yeah.
I would love to do something to help the kids and with music and stuff. I think would be
I would love to
really
put
cool.
extra focus on the youth. I feel like the youth needs help
here. I think something with kids and music would be really, really cool, you know, because like I have a daughter, so... Mm-hmm.
And,
you know,
to me, you know, like we talked about with those bands, they're all unsigned at one point. They're all young kids at one point.
That's true.
Like, so the younger we get kids into like music and playing instruments, the better, you know, like I see so many videos of kids now that are like 3 years old shredding on a guitar. And I'm like, I couldn't
3 years
even
old.
Walk at three. Like, how are these kids like shredding? It's insane.
Yeah, and to that too, like, you know, I could tell my daughter, because she loves music, she like plays guitar, she plays piano, you know, and I could tell when she's having a rough day or whatever, she'll play her piano or play her guitar, you know, like, so those kids who don't have the privilege to get those kind of instruments, I want to say it's Music Cares, Music Saves, I can't remember which one it was.
We're going to do our
we're going to do a little research on it and figure that out.
And just to add on top of that too, the reason why I really kind of want to put extra emphasis on for the children is like, as someone who started taking piano lessons at the age of six, it's just really important to get kids involved in music at such a young age, because it gives them an outlet that they can utilize during times where that are confusing for them or tough times. I just think it's really important to focus on the children.
I agree.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, I wish if I could go back to being a kid in school again that young, I would have paid more attention to music class and actually participated and tried. But I didn't, when I was that young, I didn't understand what music was really to that full extent. Like that could, you take those music classes, theory, it leads to being able to get into music and playing instruments. Mm-hmm. And I wish that's something that, like, if I could go back in time, I would have focused more on and spent more time on and actually understood it and learned it.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, too, another thing on that topic real quick before we get into Fright Night here. We got an exciting movie to talk about.
Yep. Yes, we do.
The instruments are expensive, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I mean, a guitar is fucking so expensive.
They're drums only getting so expensive. More expensive, too.
All that shit's so expensive. So, and I will say this, not another ad, but I want to shout out American Musical Supply, who's always believed in me.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They've been, they've been
great
to me.
They're
so sweet.
They hooked me up with my DJ stuff. They sent me some free cases for the DJ stuff. So, And they've been supporters of this show, Twitch show, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are looking for anything, AmericanMusicalSupply.com, I want to say it is.
Yes.
AMS, American Musical Supply. Check them out.
They are for the musician.
No ad. Yep. This is not even a fucking ad. Just
good, check it out.
Good shit, you know? So. Yep.
No, absolutely. Do we have anything else? Do you have anything else special going on within the Patreon at this very moment?
We got a lot of shit going on. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. A lot of content being done right now. But no, I don't really think there's anything else housekeeping. I mean, Bats Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about Bats Day.
You should definitely touch on Bats Day.
As previously mentioned, we've also been on marketing on our social media on Blackcraft. So the pre-party for Bats Day is going to be taking place on May 4th. It's going to be at the Blackcraft HQ, which is 2890 East Via Martins in Anaheim, California. It's going to be a Saturday event. We're going to have 30-plus vendors. The doors are going to open at 10 a.m., and they're going to be done at 6 p.m. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a lot of cool different artists there. And on top of that, too, we're hosting it with Bats Day, which is a really big event that they host every year on May 5th. It's the following day, which is a Disney event, which is pretty gnarly.
We're the pre-party.
And we're the pre-party. And by the way, they've been so nice to us. It's been a blast working with them so far. So I'm really looking forward to how this event pans out. And on top of that, too, we're also doing our 40% off warehouse sale during the pre-party Bats Day celebration as well.
It's going to be big.
It's going to go to fuck off.
And anyone who is local, in the Anaheim, California, area, where to find us for this warehouse sale, because we usually get pretty swamped during those sales every year. So
it's going to be fun. I'm going to be there hanging too.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to swing by too then. So
yeah. Maybe we could even maybe try to record a podcast there or do something on site would be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
I would love
people
to.
Hanging. Maybe we can interview some vendors. Let's see what we could do.
Oh, I think that's actually a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Give them a platform.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool. We should do that. I think that's a great idea.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love that. We're going to have some really good vendors there too as well. So I feel like that would be very beneficial for everyone involved.
Are you dealing with a lot of the vendors?
I'm going to be their sponsor rep. So,
okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I'm going to be handling all the vendors. I'm going to have all their contact information. So I can actually reach out to them and see if they're interested in, marketing their, their company.
I think let's do that.
That'd be
sick. Let's freaking do it then.
I like it.
It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Well, but no housekeeping other than that. I mean,
I think
my new single drops tomorrow.
Love Gun.
My new single comes out tomorrow.
I just realized, that today is Thursday, so that
today is
tomorrow.
Thursday. Yeah, that
Holy
is tomorrow.
Shit,
that's wild tomorrow. To me.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah. Everything's wild to me. All the time. It's crazy, man. What?
You get a haircut?
I just have my hat off. Mm. When I take my hat off, apparently everyone thinks I have a hair.
You look like you got a little mohawk going on.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, question for you.
Oh my God, here we go.
So I've been dealing with Manic Panic a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. What's Manic Panic?
Hair dye company. One of the coolest hair dye companies in the world.
I thought you were talking about Mania.
What the fuck is Mania?
You're Manic.
Oh.
What's that?
He thought you were just being like Manic.
Yeah, you're going through Mania.
Always.
Okay. I was going to say.
They're my favorite hair dye company, and I use their shit all the time. But obviously, my hair is all black right now. But I'm gonna do something.
Which it's been a while since it's been all black.
I'm gonna do something crazy here coming up.
What do you do?
I used to do crazy shit.
You have any ideas yet? You want a good?
I think I'm gonna go
bombastic.
Black and red. I'm gonna go back to some red highlights in it and shit. You know?
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
Just to mix it up a little bit, fuck it up. But Jake, would you dye your hair?
Can we get you dyed?
I have dyed my hair before. The last time I dyed my hair, I dyed it like a silver gray.
No, but can we get you to like do something wild?
I don't know. Like, is that what the people want?
I think so.
I don't know.
I haven't dyed my hair.
I'm a traditional look kind of guy. I have like an everyday average Joe
look. It's probably been like 16, 17 years since I dyed my hair, but I dyed my hair for about 8 years straight. I think it's kind of time I go wild again.
Might be time.
Should we just all dye our hair at this point?
I had a mohawk that was black, red, and purple, and the sides of my head were zebra striped. Mm. It was so sick.
It might be time.
I mean, it might be time.
I've been thinking.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should dye my hair and see what happens. Pink? I think I'll just do silver again.
I think blue.
I enjoyed silver.
I think let's let Patreon vote.
Oh, hey. No, we can't do that. This is what's going to happen.
No, but we'll make it realistic. We'll make it realistic. Okay. Silver, blue, or just leave it the same. How about that?
Or yellow.
We'll give them options with your...
Blonde?
No, not blonde. You might as well just do silver at that point. No, regular silver,
you want to be a silver blue. Fox?
I've never done blue. I've never done like an actual color.
I think blue would look good on you.
Jake, you think blue would look good on me? I feel like I would look like a Muppet.
What?
No.
I think
no?
it would look good on you. I think we'd give it a shot.
Well, I'll consider. Right, possibly, I guess I'm I'm approaching my midlife crisis anyway, so I guess this would be the time to do it.
I think Rue's editing. He's actually editing the Love Gone video right now.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Hey, Rue. Oh, no, there he is. Hey, do you think Jake should dye his hair? Like blue? Blue or silver? Go silver.
Thank you very much. Half.
Half, or do you think we should put it up on Patreon poll?
See? Okay.
We're going to do a poll.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
What if this makes my hair fall out?
Well,
my hair is already falling out. What if it expedites?
Hey, is there any other bets I should take today?
No.
I'm going to take some last.
We're going to have to start putting that in the Patreon, what we should bet on. See if we got any gamblers in there.
No, let's not encourage gambling.
I like that.
I was going to go, if I do mine, I'm going this way, not down the center. Half and half.
You're going sideways?
Yeah, and no one does that. Everyone goes down the center.
No one does that because it don't look good.
Do you remember?
Even better.
Hey.
So from the front, I look like one color. From the back, it's a different color.
Do you remember, hey, Bobby, do you remember when Ronnie had me shave a cul-de-sac in my head?
Yes, I do. How much to do that again?
I did it for free last time. It was the biggest regret.
Why did you do it for free?
I don't know. That was impressionable.
For $50, would you do it?
No. Not at all. Are you kidding? No.
How about 500?
No, maybe 500. I would do it for 500 only really? If I'm allowed to shave it off like immediately after.
No.
Then why would we pay
you?
No
point.
Yeah.
$500 and you got to rock it for a week.
A week? Can I wear a hat?
Nope.
What the fuck's the point?
That's $500.
Dude, I can't walk into work like that.
Yeah, you can.
That's so unprofessional.
Jake.
Like we're professional.
Maybe I'll do it for 500. Okay, I'll consider. We'll do a voting poll for that too as well.
All right.
I like it.
We should get into Fright Night.
Yes, we should.
It's a nice little movie review here.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about The Night House from 2020. We've actually watched this movie recently, and we've been wanting to do an episode on it for a while, and we're pretty stoked that we're finally able to like find the time and do a review on it. But before we get into like some of the details of the movie, had anyone heard of this movie before?
Nope.
Before we watched it? I heard it before. I've already seen it before when you guys watched it.
I've heard of it, and I remember because I got that confused with Silent House.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then I thought it was like, and then I got it confused with like Hush, uh-huh. And then I started thinking like, oh man, maybe it's a home invasion movie.
Which they all follow kind of the same pedigree. So I can see why it can be easy to get that all mixed up.
I just remember seeing the artwork and the vibe of the movie. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. House by the lake. Yep. Home invasion. Let's fucking go. Yeah. And I remember being like, oh, I want to see this. But I never really, I probably got high and forgot.
Yeah. From what I remember, I don't remember seeing anything.
It's Bobby's favorite genre of horror is home invasion because of the thriller aspect.
Yeah, absolutely.
He loves that thriller shit.
I do.
But yeah, I had seen The Night House before we watched it together to do a review for it. So I was pretty excited to revisit it again because I do remember it leaving some impressions on me when I first watched it.
Oh, so you've seen this movie before?
I had seen this before. Okay, I had seen this before. I saw it a couple years ago when it first came out. I thought it went directly the streaming, but then I looked up some of the assets of the movie and I realized it actually did bring in some movie in the box office. So,
oh, cool.
That was pretty cool to learn.
Well, in your defense, I mean, this movie came out during August the pandemic? Of 2020. So, like,
the world just started opening.
The world was
at
an end.
I don't think so.
At that
August
point,
2020. August 2020, I don't think the world opened back up.
The world?
No.
No, the world had just closed down.
It just closed.
The world had just closed down.
March was like 2020.
This was literally like in the depths of the pandemic when this movie was released.
It's kind of wild to think about now.
I mean, in California, I hear everything was fucking shut down.
Yeah.
I'm so happy all that bullshit's over with.
God, I actually don't remember when the movies opened back up, so who fucking knows?
I don't remember either.
You guys are probably right.
I think we were all stressed out about figuring out what the hell we were going to do at the time. I wasn't worried about what was going on with movies, even though I was watching a lot of movies.
Hey, if you're listening
that time,
right now, just take a second and just think about 2020 for a minute. Just stop and think about like where you were, what was going on. Yeah. It was insane.
What was I doing?
Those months were, that's what I was trying to think. Oh. I'm like, oh, it opened back up.
I knew what I was doing.
And then I thought about it.
We were on skeleton crew, and I was working like 12-hour days because we had a skeleton crew.
Do you
want
to know what I was doing?
We were backed up so many orders because of the lockdown. It was wild.
Do you know what I was doing?
Yeah.
At my house, you guys would bring me the face mask. Well, the funny part about this was we had face masks for sale beforehand because all the festival shows. So we were selling face masks to cover your face from dirt, like at all the EDM festivals or DMP festival, whatever it was. So we had a fuck ton of masks, which was crazy because no one else sold festival masks like that. Yeah. You know? I was shipping, every order was shipped out of my house. Did you know that?
I did not know this.
If it was just a mask order, I was shipping them all. Dude, it was insane. Me and Jake Miller were doing it. Yeah,
dude,
we probably shipped so many
custom Black Craft masks during that time period.
I was just throwing in fucking free ones for everyone and shit. Because shit, man, you know, you didn't know. Like, it seemed like that's what was protecting you. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I don't even want to go down that path. Because
that was a wild time.
I don't even want to talk about all that bullshit. It's fucked how political everything turned and how divided everyone got, and like it really broke my heart to see that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
I know,
if you got the vaccine, you're this. If you didn't get it, you're this. If you didn't wear a mask, you're this. It's like, dude, like,
apparently whether you wear a mask or not determines what political party you're in. Like, that's the world we live in right now. It's kind of
so
wild,
exhausting. So exhausting. And that's why I'm so happy to be the fuck away from all that bullshit, and that's why I love doing this show. It's just horror movies, music, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, fucking, we're just vibing. It's
simple stuff.
It's all good.
It's all about the simple
things. Forget about everything else.
It's none of the bullshit. So let's not even go down that path, Jake.
No,
ahead.
You brought up the pandemic.
Did.
You did bring it up.
I did.
That's all right. So,
it was kind of needed.
So we're doing
to talk about it.
We're doing The Night House from 2020. It's starring Rebecca Hall, Sarah Goldberg, Von D. Curtis Hall, Yvonne, I do not know how to pronounce his last name, Evan Jonagett, and Stacey Martin, and it's directed by David Bruckner. So I was doing some research on him when I was filling out this paper, and I noticed that he did a couple of movies that we are kind of familiar with. He did the Ritual movie, which, Bobby, I know you've seen.
Really, really love that movie.
And
so
I would love to review that someday.
Oh, fuck yeah. Have you seen it, Dusty?
I don't know if I have.
It's on Netflix. It's wild.
Incredible movie.
And then he also did the new Hellraiser.
Yeah, we got a little beef right there. I got a little beef.
Let's hear the little beef.
I mean, my beef is Doug Bradley's, you know, the OG Hellraiser. He's a good friend of mine. He's a great fucking human, a great fucking actor, great person. How are you going to do a remake and not use Doug?
Why wouldn't they ask him back?
I don't know. But how do you do that?
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
You, as his friend, do you think if they asked him, he would have?
I believe, I don't want to misspeak by any means. I don't want to, like, even no one quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure when I saw it being talked about, I'm pretty sure I had a conversation with him, and I'm pretty sure he was like, shit, yeah, I'm not doing it. And I was like, wait, what? Like, he was meaning like he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They just didn't ask him. But I think there could have been something that we don't know about, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But for right now, I'm saying fuck
it. It's still so interesting to me.
I just don't know how, I mean, Doug is Hellraiser.
Yeah.
He is Hellraiser.
Yeah.
He is Pinhead.
That's just how it has to be.
It's got to be.
It definitely, when I see it, I will probably review it one day on this podcast at some point.
Nah.
I think, no, we should always be open to all films,
I'm closed off.
You're closed off to that?
No, I'll watch it.
You'll watch it?
I don't know. Honestly,
maybe.
You haven't seen it yet.
Can you take over for a little bit? Because there's a game coming on.
Oh, God. Here we go. He's going to play some betting real quick.
Can you give me like 30 seconds to play?
Do what you got to do. Right, yeah. I can't believe I'm condoning this, but go ahead and do that right now. But he also did a couple of shorts in the VHS films. Dusty, have you seen any of the VHS films?
They're
an anthology type thing.
Yeah. Isn't there one like 85?
Yeah, there's an 85 one, a 94 one, a 99 one.
Were those...
There's VHS 1, 2, 3. There's a lot.
For a minute, were they exclusive to Shudder?
I don't know. I don't know if the first one was, but okay. I know a lot of sequels became Shudder exclusives, I believe.
I think I watched some of them exclusively on Shudder during lockdown time when I was watching a lot on
there. Actually enjoy that series. I mean, it's a lot of hit and misses because you're dealing with like pretty much short stories within a movie, but some of the short stories are so good. I think my favorite one was VHS 2. There is a short film in that movie specifically about a cult that is probably one of the most wild things I think I've ever seen in a horror film. And it's like only 30 minutes long. We should do a VHS movie at some point because there's some really cool shorts to be discovered in that series. He also did a movie called Southbound. I do want to talk about this movie a little bit because I've been kind of trying to push this movie for a little bit now to be on the podcast, but it's also an anthology film kind of set up kind of like how Trick or Treat is. And long story short, it's pretty much the concept of where do you go after you die, where it takes place, and how it's represented. And Southbound does that really well. Ooh, there. Yeah,
I'm
it's
Southbound
really
Southbound straight to hell.
It's a really fucking, and it's also an anthology.
Hey,
so
Southbound's a good name.
Yeah, that Southbound is a great.
That's
movie.
Why I was like, oh man, Southbound straight. Let's to watch hell.
That. Yeah, we should make that the next movie? One. It's a movie and it's an anthology, so it tells different stories throughout the movie. It's crazy. Kind of like how Trick or Treat did.
Could be interesting.
You got me.
All right.
The movie length was 107 minutes for The Night House. So it was a little bit longer, but I think we can all fortunately say that we didn't really feel it while we were watching. Or they feel everything. I don't feel it. When I'm invested in a movie, I don't feel the time. They feel the time all the time. All they do is just feel shit all the time. Look at you. They're laughing. They're snickering with each other. I swear to God, they're like telepathically just making jokes about me
you
right
now.
You
know what I think is interesting
about
this movie?
You know what I think is interesting? What, Bobby?
Is Rotten Tomatoes gave it 88%.
Yeah, I got off path there. Yeah, I did get it 88%.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 88%, which is pretty gnarly.
I think
What's
it's
the
great.
Audience?
Audience is 69%, so it's still technically nice. Positive. Nice. Oh, God. So yeah, generally positive criticism by both.
Decent.
Yeah, by both the critics and the audience. It had a budget. Okay, I couldn't find the exact budget of the film, but I ended up finding out that Searchlight, the production company, bought it for $12 million. So this movie was developed. They bought the movie and then they marketed it and put it out there. And the box office that they got was $15.5 million in return, which. During the time of its release, that's really freaking good.
A lot of fucking
good.
Money because
that's
because
really
it was COVID.
Freaking good.
Yeah, I was gonna say the world shut down, so fuck yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Huh. I knew about the movie, but I hadn't even realized it was released in theaters for like probably a year after it was released. So I didn't even know about it at the time. So congrats on them bringing in that kind of movie.
Can you imagine spending all these millions on a movie
and it flops?
And no. I mean, that's just life. That's life. Yeah. That's anything. That's life. But can you imagine spending millions of dollars on this movie or any movie, right? In 2018, 2019, and be like, man, okay, our launch date's 2020.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the biggest thing in the world. And then it's just a fucking pandemic. You can't even make this shit up. And the movie theaters are closed.
I can only imagine how many independent movie production companies may had closed down during that time because they had
That's
all this
crazy.
Investment in films
Sad.
Or Sad. At least like strongly affected like their goals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, look at it during that time, how many like big corporations or businesses like downsized, shut down during that time. So crazy. I can't, you know, all the small independent film houses absolutely took a big hit.
Yeah, that's freaking gnarly to me. And then you can also find it streaming for free on Hulu, but all streaming services are not for free.
Yeah. For free with this
well, don't be surprised if you go on the streaming site and realize there's another tier that you have to buy in order to watch this ad-free.
It's getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand. I know what they're
it's
doing.
They're
tricking us. These streaming platforms are kind of slowly tricking us into paying more.
Bet going on? What bet?
Oh, God.
Miami game?
Wait, did you place your bet
yet? I placed the bet, yeah. It's coming up later.
In the middle
505 Texans
of an episode
versus A's.
I need lots of shots on goals.
You're hearing it firsthand.
Vegas.
Okay, yeah.
Bobby has a gambling problem.
Well, yeah, of course. You've known that.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's. You need a pitcher gets four strikeouts? Shit, I'm going to take that.
Jesus Christ. So if you have not seen The Night House, I do recommend you go watch it. I think it's a movie worth checking out. Just also, it has some really cool twists and turns too, as well. So. We'll go ahead and watch it before we go into the spoiler territory, and then let us know what you think of the movie. See if you
let
agree
us know
with
on
us
our
or
new
not.
Patreon.
Oh yeah, and do it on the Patreon. So this episode is technically a public episode, but we will be posting it on the Patreon. We would love our exclusive members to comment on what they thought of the movie if they have seen it.
Looks like a car salesman.
Me? Oh, I'm not a salesman. I'm just telling them how it is, brah.
It's fair.
Yeah. So we're gonna go into Death by Spoilers. So, yep, tune out now if you haven't seen it yet. I know you hate it when I say that.
I hate when you say that.
I'm sorry. You don't have to tune out. If you want
it's
the
like,
movie...
It's like, hey, if you're listening to the show, just turn off
the
podcast.
If you want the
podcast.
Movie to be spoiled, fuck it. Hey, this will be the last time I say it. All right? I'm not saying tune out anymore. I'm not going
to
recommend people...
We work so hard to get listeners, and Jake just says, just tune out now. Just turn us off.
Just go fuck ourselves.
I don't know, man. I never want a movie to be spoiled for me.
How about just say... Thank you. Fast forward.
Fast forward.
There we go.
Sorry,
you've never
guys.
Seen it. Fast forward.
My bad. All right. So this is going to be a short synopsis of the film. And we're going to go into the different parts.
Killing
of,
me today,
what
bro.
Did I do? What,
I don't know.
What
Come
did
on,
I
let's
do?
Run it.
I feel like my lisp is really bad right now, but.
What the fuck?
No,
is
I just
happening?
Feel like I my lisp is really bad right now.
Are you nervous?
No. I just been listening to the past couple episodes and I just feel like my lisp is getting worse as I get older. You don't hear this all the time.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, sorry. So reeling from the unexpected death of her husband, Beth, played by Rebecca Hall, is left alone in the lakeside home he built for her. Soon, Beth begins experiencing unexplainable dreams, disturbing visions of a presence in a house calling to her, beckoning a ghostly allure, but the harsh light of day washes away any proof of a haunting. Against the advice of her friends, she begins digging into his belongings, only to discover disturbing truths of murder, specifically women that looks just like her. And this movie is kind of wild, actually, when it comes to the plot, because the way I described it, it's kind of abstract in the way it tells its story. Not the way it tells the story, but how it represents the, what would you call it, the apparitions, kind of the ghostly hauntings. They're hauntings, but they're not hauntings. They're visions, kind of.
I think the best way to describe it is do not watch this movie higher on mushrooms.
Yeah, because there's some really trippy scenes
That's
in this
I
movie.
To get with this.
Huh?
That's where I wanted to
Dusty. Yeah, let's talk about how high Dusty was during this movie, because I remember how high you were.
Yeah, I was so high, and that's where I was at with it. I was so high that the plot is really good, and there's a lot to it.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of those movies where you really have to pay attention to understand little things that play a bigger role.
Yeah.
And I was so high that I couldn't figure out what the fuck was happening. I was too high to where I couldn't understand the plot. Because you do have to pay close attention.
This is definitely a psychological mind fuck.
Oh yeah,
it mind fucks you. And I was so high, I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Kind
here.
Of almost like a mind fuck, like Inception in a weird way.
Oh, kind of. Well, some of the scenes had an Inception vibe.
You know
I believe,
saying? Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the trippy ways the camera angles, and you see a figure, and it's very trippy.
There was that
looking.
One scene, and they actually ended up showing it too. I think in the preview, and that guy turns, and it looks like it's a bookcase.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
But. I was so high, I was I just stared at it. I was like, am I high and this is happening, or is that actually happening?
It's a pretty cool plot, because it's based around this character, Beth, who, by the way, I love her, because she's a no-holds-bar. She just doesn't give a shit. I thought she had a really, strong character. What I really liked about her is, obviously she's heartbroken by the death of her husband, but how she just kind of handles the situation when she starts discovering that he has, this dark, hidden, past of, I don't know, following women that look like her, and then luring them. That's what's cool about the plot, is that you end up finding out that Beth almost died when she was a kid. Or no, she did die when she was a kid. And she experienced when she was dead nothing. And then ever since her death, apparently the metaphor is that death has been following ever since she died as a child. And then the concept is that her husband is trying to fight off this evil dark presence that's supposed to represent death. And in order to do so, he has to trick this like entity that is going after her. In the process of doing that, he is required to build a house on the opposite end of the lake, build this whole home that looks exactly like their home, and then bring women into this house that looks like their house, women that look like her, in order to trick this entity into killing them so it doesn't kill his wife. Like, that shit's wild to me. I don't know if that makes sense entirely.
No, I mean, that's the concept.
Yeah, the way you explain it makes it make way more sense.
Way more sense?
Yeah, because like I said, watching it when I was high, not knowing the plot, I was like, I cannot figure this out.
Yeah, it's wild. And all the dream sequences, too. Like, you think it's like hauntings, but they're kind of like, I don't know, almost like a metaphor in a sense of what he was going through as far as his mental health struggles, because he obviously was a serial killer.
Yes.
But you also end up finding out this is a movie about grief, too, as well. She's suffering from the grief of her husband's death.
You know what else is? I had a question for you about this. Did you think this movie was about like mental health at all? Like how she talks to like the presence, kind of like how like she was like, can, like yes. It was like comforting her.
It's like a comfort. And I think it plays along with the idea that she was preferring to be more and more alone and more secluded in her house.
Yeah.
She was almost drinking every night, drinking wine every night.
She's depressed.
She's depressed.
Yeah. And it gives off that vibe that she does think that she's going fucking crazy.
Yeah. And she has like a bitter attitude, even towards some of her close friends. She's just a little bit bitter because she's just so kind of like destroyed by this trauma,
but she can't prove it.
Yeah, she knows, like exactly.
And everyone just thinks she's fucking insane.
Yeah, and we obviously start beginning to think she's insane too as well. And like I said, there's this nice little like bending of roles where you think this is going to be a supernatural thing, but it almost ends up at the end of the movie being kind of like a metaphor where she herself ends up becoming her husband. She is now the one in the boat with the gun about to kill herself. Well, you know?
The ending's the craziest.
That ending to me was wild because it's like, oh, I see what's going on here right now. The death that this entity is trying to get her in a different way. He's trying to get her to kill herself because it would have gotten her just by killing her if the husband wasn't trying to fight off this entity, right? So I thought the plot here was pretty top notch, actually. I thought it was pretty intricate. I think there were some nuances that were very beneficial.
Can we talk about the ending yet?
Yeah, we can talk about the ending right now. Yeah.
But the plot twist, though, how I understood it, maybe I was extremely way too high on this.
They were both really high. I think I was the only non-high one there.
I thought the plot twist was it's not really her husband that was haunting this. It was her that was haunting the place that killed herself.
Oh, wait, what?
Did I not fucking follow that right on the in the in
no
the
thing? No, she was never a ghost,
but I thought she took her own life.
She was about to at the end of the movie.
Man, this was a little confusing.
Confusing for me watching.
Really?
It like
I yeah no at the end of the movie she was going to take her own life. She was almost like
I don't know about that.
Interesting. I don't know how to explain it any other way.
Yeah, it was the whole time I was confused, but like I liked it and I was trying to follow along. It was just I was way too cooked to be trying to follow that story.
Well, we got our little perceptions of what the plot is.
I can
see why it's a little confusing because it's not so really too straightforward.
Took her life?
She never took her life at the end of the movie because her friend jumped into the water to save her. So at the end of the movie, she was in the boat.
Yeah.
You guys were high.
I know that, but okay.
And she was in the alternate mirror world, the world where it was like all red and blue hues, really dark.
Yeah
it was like a really cool visual, by the way. Mm-hmm. And she was technically in this other world, but it's kind of like a state of mind almost in a sense, because in the real world, she's in the boat with the gun. Mm-hmm. But in her mind, she's in this bluish, reddish hue world that's supposed to represent the mirror version that her husband was utilizing to fight off this entity, right?
Yeah.
She was never dead. No, she never died at any point. But she did die at
I'm
the...
I'm trying to Google some shit because I
oh,
swear.
Oh, God. He's
Googling. I got a question.
Yeah, what's up?
How did you feel about that other neighbor?
The other neighbor? Oh, the one who witnessed... Who supposedly witnessed the husband, like, going over to the lake?
Yes.
Honestly, I initially, when I first saw this movie, I thought he had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Would you say the same thing?
I did.
Hold on, bro. I just Googled something.
What?
And it says Beth is actually the one haunting the lake house, not Owen. Throughout the film, Beth struggles with grief and guilt over Owen's suicide, but is ultimately revealed that she was the one who took her own life. I'm telling you, that fucking happened.
What? She did not take her own life at the end of the movie. I'm telling you.
Okay, well, I couldn't have made that up. The twist ending. No. Beth reveals. I don't know, bro.
This is some bullshit. Dude, you're being lied to right now. There's no way. No way. No way, man. She was alive at the end of the movie. Her friend jumped into the water. She was in the boat. She was alive at the end
of the movie. If she's in the boat and the person jumps in the water, how's that save her?
Oh, my gosh. I think
hey, go. If you've watched the movie, let us know.
Let us know what you think of this movie. Because now I feel like I'm being tricked into thinking that I'm an idiot.
We need someone to settle this score for us.
Whatever.
But how did I remember that, though?
I don't know how you remembered that. I don't remember that. I don't remember at any point I thought that she was dead. At one point when she haunting the house, I do not. Are you looking up the right movie?
Well, if they got the same fucking name, yeah.
And if that's what the fuck I thought, okay. They make that up out of my ass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is a spicy episode.
This movie was fucking a mind trip either way.
Hey, you might be right. I'm just going to say you might be right, but I'm pretty sure that's what I got out of it. So.
Your interpretation.
Oh, wait. Did you see something about a sequel?
No, they just said there's no sequel.
Oh, there's going to be. It doesn't need a sequel.
No, that's what everyone was saying.
Yeah, but I was going to say it definitely doesn't need a sequel.
What we were saying, Jake, is I thought that guy did have. I thought he was assisting him.
Yeah, and I did too, because how can you like ignore your neighbor walking into the woods at night, like across the lake, bringing different women? Which it makes you wonder, like, if you're a neighbor, would you bring that to your neighbor's attention that your husband is bringing in? Would you do that? Or would you just say, I'm not a part of this? It's a good question, right? Go ahead.
I usually stay out of people's business. Like, you do you, whatever. But if all these women are showing up and no one's leaving and he just keeps bringing more,
I would be asking questions,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm going to be snooping around.
And I think I remember at one point in the movie, he's like, I don't know if you want to be going to it or searching around for stuff. You may not like what you find.
So then this guy knows and she's trying to get answers.
Yeah.
And he won't tell her anything.
Yeah, that would be a good reason to suspect that he may have been in on it. I can see that.
They set it all up like that.
Yeah, all I know they did kind of set up like that. On Google that I just searched, they must have been smoking what I'm smoking because they kind of felt the same way.
Yeah, well, I love that for you.
In my head, she kills herself.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the movie, she did not kill herself.
I kind of thought this whole, like throughout the whole movie, I thought she was the dead one.
That's what I was thinking.
But she was like literally interacting with her friends at the bar.
Yeah,
she was literally still teaching at whatever college or high school, and she had a meeting.
But I thought that was like
a throwback or some shit.
Nah, that wasn't a throwback.
So we were just on a different planet.
You guys were just really high.
I told you, I was so confused trying to watch this movie.
Maybe don't watch this movie.
No, I'm telling you, you got to watch this movie sober. Then.
Yeah,
I want people on our Patreon, some to watch it high and some to watch
sober. I'm
starting to
everything I remember about this movie now.
Whoever smokes in here that listens on our Patreon, get high as fuck, watch
it. If you come out with the same results we come out
and let us know in Discord and vice versa. Someone that doesn't smoke, watch it and let us know.
Are you picking your ear?
No, I'm not.
What else are you
going to
pick?
Oh my God, stop doing this whole, are you picking this? Are you picking that? I was just doing this with my ear. I wasn't picking anything. God damn it.
You
guys
picking?
Are just stop.
Were you picking?
No, I wasn't picking. I don't just pick.
You look nice today, Jake.
The villain protocol. So let's talk about the villain here for the night house. So the villain is actually a very vague thing.
I say it's the neighbor.
It's not. He's not the villain.
He might as well be.
The villain was death itself. That's the villain. Death was haunting her when she died as a kid, right? So the death has been following her, and the other villain is obviously her husband because he was a serial killer. So we had two different types of villains going on.
I don't remember, obviously, but does it tell us how she died? As a kid?
Was it a car accident, maybe?
I can't remember.
I can't remember that part. I just remember when she was telling her story about how she died temporarily when she was younger, and she said she had a memory that it was nothing. And then in the movie, her husband, after he killed himself, he left a letter for her, and he literally says, you're right, there is nothing, which is kind of that's such a haunting thing.
I remember that, and I was like, "That's fucked
up." But to leave that to your wife, what the fuck? That's fucked up.
Well, he's just letting you know.
Yeah, but he's claiming that he loves his wife, and the reason he was murdering all these women is to make sure that this entity wouldn't kill her, right? But you're gonna leave that as your goodbye message. You're right. There's nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all
fucked up. You know how much that would fuck me up emotionally? I'd be like, oh, okay, that's all you had to say?
Well, I'm different here.
Okay.
If that's her whole life purpose, and I remember this through the movie, it's her saying there's nothing after you die, right?
Yep.
And it happens to you. Leave a note. Boom. Then you can stop worrying about it. You know, nothing's there. Cool. I'm on with the rest of my life. But I die, nothing happens. That doesn't bother me.
If I was a husband, I would be like, I love you, babe, or something like that. I don't know. It was just,
well, of course
it's
you
such
do.
A cryptic note, you know, to
of
me.
Of course you do. I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm right. Nothing happens after I die. I'm just going to live my fucking life then and stop worrying.
I'm going to come back and haunt all you motherfuckers.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why would you say that?
I'm going to haunt you. You know what?
Let's go into the protagonist. Let's talk about Beth.
That's Jake.
I really actually love Beth. I think she was a wonderful, like, she's not a final girl because there's no final girl. Oh, no, she technically is because all the other women that were murdered. But I thought she was a wonderful protagonist. I think she had a very distinct personality that you don't usually get when it comes to a horror film. I just felt like she was – the way she acted was just very alluring to me. I really enjoyed watching her act.
Yeah.
She was. She convinced me. I was like, this woman exists in this real world.
Yep.
I appreciate this one.
I'm with that.
Would you say the same thing?
Literally everything you said, I agree.
Yeah, I thought the acting was great.
Yep. That being said, you know what? The ominous frequencies, I don't actually remember. I know the music was good, but
I was on a different frequency. But,
yeah. I was hearing fucking
I don't have really secure, like, you know – memory of, but I do know that the score. Oh my god, I am brain farting right now. I do remember the score being like doing exactly what it should, because there were certain scenes in there where that score really made a scene very impactful, but nothing like specific enough for me to discuss or talk about or anything like that. The death chart. So technically, no one dies in this movie. Like on screen.
Yeah.
But there is a
Except for her.
Oh, yeah. But she didn't die. Except there's a shit ton of deaths that took place with the husband. And remember the scene where she discovers the mirrored house across the lake and she finds all the dead bodies in the floorboard. Shit ton of dead bodies.
What would you do if you were dating someone and you were like living this life, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, man, I'm just living this lakeside. I'm lakeside.
Yeah.
This beautiful house. Clearly you got money because that's probably your second home or something, right?
Okay.
Your husband kills himself, right?
Yeah.
Or your girlfriend kills himself, whatever. And then you like go across and you see another house that mirrors you. Like, what would be your first fucking thought?
Or actually,
what would be your first thought?
Actually, let's talk about this. This is actually a better question because I feel like this is more to real life. No, this is more to real life. What would you do if someone that you married and loved, you had access to all their stuff after, and then you saw a whole bunch of photos of him with other women and all this other stuff? How would you feel about that? That's more like, that would be a more interesting thing to dissect.
Well, I can tell you how I feel about that because never mind. I'm not even going to go down that path.
My stomach would drop. I would probably feel so nauseous if I just found out like this person that I fell in love with was just this terrible murderer.
Well, I'm going to be honest
and then,
with you.
Yeah, that would be horrifying
to
me.
That's what everyone does in every relationship. Everyone cheats.
And murders?
Yeah.
They don't murder, but everyone cheats.
Murder your
Everybody cheats.
I don't cheat. I don't fucking cheat. Not everybody cheats. Don't listen to that. That's a terrible message to be telling people. Not everybody cheats, people. There are good people out there who value, you know, the word commitment. All right? And I'm going to leave it at that. So, no. A lot of people out there cheat. A lot of people out there.
I was just testing you. I was just trying to see if I could get you to bite.
If you were faithful to us.
You really suspect me to be the kind of person that would cheat, and then I would just be like, oh, hey, yeah, all the time.
Hey,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just testing to see where you were.
You've known me my whole life. You know that's not it.
People change. People evolve.
Wow.
Some people hide that they're cheaters their whole life.
My next girlfriend, I'm going to cheat the whole time.
Don't joke about that.
I'm joking, bro. I would never.
Let's go to let's go to the vibe test. If you had to choose, well, we already know her. Actually, let's skip this because we already know Beth was probably our favorite character. I think
she
did great.
Yeah,
She kind of owned the character. She kind of owned
the movie. I'll tell you what, I didn't like the fucking neighbors, so.
Yeah.
You don't like the librarian?
He didn't like the librarian. I did like the part where she finds that one girl in the library that looks just like her. She follows her. That was a really awkward scene.
That's cool, but
that would be so awkward. But let's talk about your favorite, or let's say favorite scene. I have numerous scenes that I really, really enjoyed. I'll say two scenes. One scene is where she crosses a lake and she enters the mirror world.
Yes.
That's my favorite scene.
Yep.
That's literally my favorite scene.
You see the house in reverse.
Yep.
And then while she's walking through the house, she's seeing other women in the house, and he's having affairs with her and stuff like that. Like, that gave me goosebumps because you just imagined being an out of body experience, and you're just witnessing all these things that took place in the past that you did not know until recently. That's wild to me. I think my second favorite scene is where, it was a really cool scene. There was a scene where the entity is formed through the furniture in the house.
Yeah,
the one that cool.
And then there's just this weird, trippy effect where it just moves and it does this weird, I don't know how to explain, I don't know the proper word. That would be my second favorite season. Oh my God, scene.
Yeah, the Please one I was talking me. About earlier too, where it almost looks like the bookcase.
Yeah.
And it's a person, that little imagery was so sick in this movie.
The imagery was so good. I really did like the blue and red hues.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that
when she was in the mirror world too as well. That was such a cool visual. Let's review the movie real quick right now.
Is that what we just did?
Let's give our lights on, our lights off.
Are you high?
No, I'm not high. My ears feel hot though.
I know.
All that picking.
Well, did you see him over there snacking earlier?
Yeah.
I wasn't snacking. I had egg whites.
I didn't tell you that those cookies, there was a couple weed cookies
there
mixed in there.
There's some weed cookies over there.
I didn't eat any cookies.
Fucking diet.
You're high now, so you don't remember eating it.
So here's the deal. I had egg whites, grilled chicken, guacamole. That was my lunch. Okay. And I had bubbly. I had grapefruit bubbly. That cookie that you're talking about, I ate at our house this morning. You know what I'm talking about?
So you're coming down.
You know about that bucket of cookies that Nate gave us?
So you're coming down.
Yeah, he's coming down.
I'm just now coming down. I'm getting all wild now.
Okay.
I'll go first with my review. This is obviously a lights on for me. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was a really unique story to tell. It's not your typical story. It's a little bit weird at first because you're trying to figure out what the plot point, what the plot mechanic is of the movie. But once you start realizing, what the dream sequences represent and kind of the metaphor of grief kind of always being the undertone of everything that you're witnessing and how you discover that he's a murderer and all this shit, really fucking cool. I think the actress, Rebecca Hall, is really what makes takes this movie to the next level, because I think she acted her ass off in this movie, and I really appreciated her role in this movie. And yeah, this is just a really big lights on for me. Whoever is next, you may take the role.
I'm going to say it's lights on for me. I enjoyed the film. I was just extremely high, and
you need to
it was
re-watch
hard
it sober.
For me to comprehend what
sober
was going on.
Too.
So there is part of me who would love to, now that we've discussed this, dissect it, talked about it.
You'd like to go
understood
back.
Our feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
You'd like to go back.
I would like to go back and revisit this again now that we've all just determined that she just kills herself.
You guys are so wrong with that, but okay. That's the reason why you want to.
We were trying to trick you.
Don't trick me. Don't fuck with me. And not on the podcast, man, because then people are going to think I'm gullible, and then they're going to try tricking me when they see me in public, and I don't want them doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not gullible. I'm sweet.
Sweet and gullible.
I'm sweet.
So for me, I'm going to go with you, Jake, on this. I think the main actress was 10 out of 10.
Yeah, she did a great job.
I think the setting was 10 out of 10. I like the way
the
it was
cabin
shot.
Next to the lake.
I like the
it
way
had
it
a dark,
shot.
Ominous feel to it. Too.
Very, very dark feel. It kind of felt like this could have been an A24 film.
Yeah.
It had that A24 feel.
It did.
Yeah, that was an oversight.
Which got me.
You're right. It did have an A24
vibe. And it's kind of a mind fuck of a movie.
Oh,
so
absolute mind fuck.
I'm in.
You're in? Your
lights on?
Your lights on? So we got a universal lights on.
Did you think I was going to give the lights off?
Well, you know what? When you're convinced that she, like,
Jake, we were
was
just fucking
dead,
with you the whole time.
I don't freaking know when you're fucking with
actually,
me.
I'm
he does this on a 24/7 basis, by the way. This isn't just a podcast thing.
24/7, because that means I'd have to do it while you're sleeping.
You are.
Nice.
Baby.
Nice.
So, you know what I was just thinking about?
What?
Also, because this movie kind of relates to, it has a relationship with our Patreon.
Yeah.
The producer of this movie did Hellraiser.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Someone in this room's first movie they ever watched was Hellraiser.
Yep. But the original Hellraiser.
The original Hellraiser. Yes. So if you want to hear what myself, Jake, and Dusty, our first horror movies, our first introduction to horror,
head over to
Patreon.
Yeah,
we just dropped that episode, didn't we?
Patreon.com/blackcraftcall.
And for anyone who is not a part of the Patreon yet, we already have video content mm-hmm. on. We already have
two audio.
We have an exclusive Fright Night. We already have an exclusive
giveaway coming up.
Artist Spotlight too as well. We also have a big giveaway, like a really, really big giveaway.
Yep.
And then on top of that too, some nice little giveaways as well throughout the process.
Some little fun ones. We're going to be giving away some joggers, some clothes, some hoodies.
We're going to be very active on the Patreon.
Yeah. And
so
where everything's going
to
be.
Here's the thing, like we were talking about earlier, I go to a lot of shows. I'm always at shows around here, so I'm always looking for people in Blackcraft. If I see you out wearing Blackcraft, you're getting a gift card. But if you see us in public or specific me at a show and you're part of a Patreon, come up. I'm gonna give you something a little extra special.
Dusty is Mr. Giving. He is such a good man.
Hey, you never know what it could be.
I don't know what it could be.
Fright Night,
baby.
The Night House
2020.
Patreon.
Thank you for tuning in.
This was fun. We should put together a little music playlist over on Patreon. Maybe a little DJ set.
I like that.
Oh, I think that's a great. I have my DJ set from the last show.
Nobody wants to listen to that show.
Okay.
Hey, yeah.
I'm so kidding. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sure.
Love you, Jake.
Love you too. Are we done?
Yeah, I ended the recording. Go ahead, you're good.
Yeah. We already stopped it.
We stopped it.
We never actually even pressed start.
See ya.
Bye.